Hello everyone and welcome to the Dollars and Cents podcast. In this podcast, in this episode 101, I will be talking about Meta Stocks' impressive second quarter earnings and the strong sales outlook. So Meta Platform, which is the parent company of Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp, Threads, has been experiencing a remarkable rally in the stock market recently. It has surpassed its second quarter annual expectations and it's providing a very optimistic outlook, sales outlook for the third quarter. This according to some analysts' view. Okay, so the company, which owns popular platforms like I just mentioned before, Instagram, Facebook, has transformed from a period of cost-cutting and layoffs to renewed growth with high hopes for generative AI to boost long-term sales and profit. So, that begs the question, right? Now, is Meta stock a good investment? Well, according to this article, with a staggering 170% surge in 2023, so it has risen up by 170%, which is a remarkable performance. Okay, Meta stock has shown incredible performance, coming second only to Nvidia in the S&P 500. And now, I will make an episode about Nvidia maybe in the near future. But Meta stock is, Nvidia has, I think, increased by 200-300%, 400%. I'll have to do some research and dig into it to find out how much it has increased since January. So investors have plenty of reasons to be enthusiastic about the company's future, especially with the potential near-term catalyst such as upcoming conferences on September 27. During this event, Meta will unveil its latest development in AI and metaverse initiatives, including the launch of the new Quest 3 mixed reality headset. So there are some really, really exciting things coming up soon. Okay, so while Threads, Meta's text-based social media site, initially garnered attention with over 100 million sign-up within its first week. That is very impressive, okay? Concerns arose about user retention because even though it signed up 100 million people, like the user retention is very bad. It's very low. But Meta is gradually introducing basic features that users expect. The features of Threads remains uncertain, pending updated daily user statistics. Despite the excitement surrounding generative AI's potential impact on Meta's performance, it's essential to consider that it's a long-term prospect. Moreover, a closer look at the company's earnings turnaround suggests that Meta's earnings momentum might not be as strong as it appears, partly due to ongoing expenses in developing the metaverse, which may not yield immediate returns. So regulatory challenges also pose risk to the company's growth. While Meta stock is currently trading at an 18-month high, it's important to note that there isn't a clear buy point at the moment. Okay, so it's very important to take note of that. So I think all these AI-generated companies, technology stocks that uses a lot of AI-generated models, are going to be the companies that are going to lift up the S&P 500. So they are performing really, really well. Like I mentioned in a previous episode, the episode before this, I said that, it's in a bubble. Not necessarily a bubble. It's unlike NFT and a Web3 bubble, which is more like a mania, a speculative bubble that arose 2 years ago, started by Gary Vaynerchuk, I believe. Gary, if you're listening to this, yeah, I'm calling you out. You started this bubble, man. Anyways, in the second quarter, okay, Meta reported impressive earnings of $2.98 per share on sales of $32 billion, surpassing analysts' expectations of $2.91 per share on $31.08 billion in sales. Okay, year over year, Meta's earnings increased by 21%, with sales rising by 11%. Okay, the positive results reflect continuous user growth and across all regions. The number of daily users on at least one Meta app reached 3 billion, including Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp. Facebook's daily active users globally increased to $2 billion, with 202 million people in the US using the platform daily. For third quarter, Meta projected revenues between $32 billion and $34.5 billion, representing a growth rate of 15.5% to 24.5%. The midpoint of $33.25 billion surpassed Wall Street expectations of $31.22 billion. Reels monetization. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg emphasized the improving monetization of Reels short form videos, which generated an annual run rate of over $10 billion in second quarter compared to $1 billion a year ago. This significant growth is partly due to Meta's AI discovery engine prioritizing Reels videos, leading to increased engagement. The rising ad load on Reels also contributed to a substantial jump in ad sales. So what are some of the growth avenues that Meta has right now? So Meta's growth story is driven by the ongoing shift to digital advertising, okay, which outperformed the ad market across all media in second quarter. Another area of growth is business messaging, particularly click-to-message ads on WhatsApp and Messenger. Zuckerberg sees generative AI as a major driver for improving and monetizing business communications, with the development of AI agents in businesses and success of click-to-message ads is expected to spread worldwide. Despite Meta's resurgence, the company remains focused on maintaining efficiency. Its Reality Labs division, which focuses on the metaverse and smart glasses opportunity, reported losses of $3.7 billion in second quarter. I told you, the bubble burst, all this metaverse thing. I don't believe in the metaverse. I don't believe in Web 3.0. I don't believe in NFTs. They were all just speculative bubbles. Maybe they have their use cases, but not as important as generative AI. That's my personal opinion. According to an article, okay, Meta anticipates further year-over-year losses in 2023 and 2024 in its Reality Labs division. Okay. Reality challenges, regulatory challenges also pose a significant concern, as Meta was fined $1.3 billion in second quarter for violating the EU's European Union's General Data Protection Regulation. Legal and regulatory headwinds in the European Union and the US continues to be potential risks. So in recent stock market action, Meta's stock climbed 4.4% to $325.48, following a 4.4% gain after the earnings report. Shares surged by 10.7% for the week, reaching an 18-month high. Despite the impressive growth this year, investors should remain cautious about potential overestimation of the company's growth aspects. Okay, be wary, guys. Despite the impressive growth this year, you must be cautious about the potential overestimation of the company's growth prospect. Primarily driven by its turnaround story. But I believe it has a very long runway to go. I personally believe it has a very long runway to go. And I would invest in Tesla, in Meta. Right now, I'd invest in Meta. So I'm buying at a high because I believe it's going to go higher. Because interest rates are bound to come down next year. I guarantee you that. You know, as interest rates go up, it's going to pop the entire bubble, and then everything's going to come crashing down. So that's my take on this article about Meta's rise. Thank you all for listening, and see you all in the next episode.